麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你哋好，欢迎你收听今日嘅天路导向。
We have been studying the book of Joshua in the series of messages entitled "You want me to do what?"
我哋一直咧都喺度查考紧约书亚记呢一个系列嘅信息，题目系你想我做啲乜嘢
？And answering that question will show us how to follow the call of God in our lives.
当你回答呢个问题嘅时候，你就会明白你点样跟随上帝对你生命嘅呼召。
So far, we have seen 5 answers.
咁到目前为止呢，我哋之前睇咗五个答案啦。
And today we'll learn about answer number 6.
今日我哋就要去学习第六个答案。
And that is learning from our mistakes.
就系从错误里头学习啊。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 to 15.
如果你手头上有圣经的话，请你翻开约书亚记第七章一到十五节。
Being ambushed can be devastating.
如果你玩过一些军队的游戏的话，你知道被人伏兵去偷袭是很不幸的。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知不知道我讲什么呢？
I'm talking about the family in which everything seems to be going fine, then all of a sudden, one of the spouses asks for divorce.
我讲的是一个看来都挺不错的家庭，突然晴天霹雳，有一个人说要离婚。
That's an ambush.
这个不就是伏兵被人偷袭咯。
I am talking about the person who has been so blessed financially, but then all of a sudden, one business deal seems to threaten the loss of everything.
我讲的是可能一个经济上面很蒙福的人突然间晴天霹雳，一笔失败的交易让到他的财产，所有的财产都陷入危险。
Those are the kinds of ambushes that I'm talking about.
这些都是我见到的伏兵的偷袭。
When you experience that, you find yourself crying out to God, why?
当你遇到这些事情的时候，你可能对上帝呼喊说为什么？
Often in due course we will discover why.
将来我们总会发现原因的。
But the question is this, am I willing to confront the reason for failure?
但是问题是我们是不是真的肯正视那些失败的原因？
Am I willing to find out the hidden facts?
我们是不是真的愿意找出隐藏的事实真相？
Often we try to ignore that which God wants us to confront.
通常我们都故意忽略上帝要我们面对的事实。
Often we want to rationalize a cherished sin when God wants us to purge it out of our lives.
通常我们都为所眷恋的罪找藉口，将它合理化，但是上帝却要我们将这个罪从我们生活里头完全清除。
We cover up our sin instead of exposing it to God's light and allowing him to clean it up.
我们宁可去遮掩我们的罪，都不愿意给上帝光照我们，让他除去我们的罪业，洁净我们的污秽。
We lie about it instead of admitting it and repenting of it.
我们宁可用谎言遮盖我们的罪，都不愿意认罪悔改。
This is where we find God's people in the book of Joshua chapter 7.
在约书亚记第七章那里，上帝的子民就是身处在这样的光景里面。
After a victory in Jericho, when the impenetrable walls collapsed supernaturally,
当那个好像坚不可摧的城墙倒塌了，被上帝的超自然的大能摧毁了之后，在耶利哥战役大胜之后，
After the plan of God was obeyed fully,and the people experience unity and obedience.
当啲人去经历咗团结一心，完全服从上帝嘅计划之后，
they were ambushed and defeated in a tiny little town by the name of Ai.
佢哋竟然喺一座叫做艾嘅小城里头遭遇伏兵袭击，尝到打败仗嘅滋味。
Joshua felt devastated and in puzzlement. He cries out to the Lord, God, why did you do this?
约书亚备受打击，他觉得很困惑，就向上帝呼求，上帝为什么会这样啊？
Isn't that a human nature? Whenever we face defeat in our Christian life, the first thing we do is blame God for it.
这个是不是人类的本性呢？基督徒的生活里头，当我们面对失败的时候，第一个就是骂上帝。
While in reality, the defeat was the consequence of disobeying God's injunction.
但是事实上是我们违背了上帝的命令，导致我们失败。
In that case, the reason was hidden sin and breaking of God's command.
在这次的事件里头，失败的原因是隐藏的罪和违反上帝的命令。
The reason was that someone took that which is God's.
原来原因是在于有人偷了属于上帝的东西。
This is a very familiar scenario in the life of many Christians.
原来在很多的基督徒身上都见到类似的现象。
When they need God's supernatural hand in their life,
当他们需要上帝超自然的大能来帮他们的时候，
When they need God's answer to a specific prayer,
当他们需要上帝应承他们某一项的祈祷的时候，
They walk closely with the Lord and become prayer warriors.
他们就会紧紧跟随上帝，成为一个祷告的勇士。
They confess their sins and turn away from that which is not pleasing to the Lord.
他们会承认自己的罪，脱离那些不讨上帝喜悦的事。
Then God, in His mercy, answers their prayer.
于是上帝就施恩怜悯，应允了他们的祷告。
They become thankful and grateful to God, for a short time.
他们就对上帝充满感恩，但是短时间而已。
But then the euphoria of gratitude gets crowded out with all of the problems of life.
你知啦，生活有无数的烦恼，无数的重担，很快就会将感恩和喜乐赶走了。
The thankfulness for God's past interventions becomes hazy with all of the new temptations of life.
很多时候生命里头出现很多新的引诱，很多新的试探，对于上帝过去的作为所存的感恩就渐渐变得模糊了。
Prayer becomes sporadic and time with God becomes infrequent.
我们见到祷告灵修的时间越来越少。
They only focus on the blessings that God will give them until they experience terrible defeat.
啲人就会只专注于上帝要赐乜嘢福气俾佢哋，直到佢哋遭遇悲惨嘅失败。
And then they find themselves like Joshua crying out to the Lord, why?
呢个时候佢哋就会好似约书亚一样，就呼求上帝，问上帝话点解啊？
My listening friend, I want to give you three stages of defeat and restoration here from the book of Joshua.
在这个时候，听众朋友，我要从约书亚记里面为你指出失败的三个阶段和怎样站起来。
Number one, there's carelessness.
第一个阶段是疏忽大意。
Secondly comes calamity.
第二个阶段就是灾难临头。
And number three is closure.
第三个阶段就是结束和失败。
Now let's look at number one, carelessness.
现在让我们先看看第一个阶段，就是疏忽大意。
This is stage number one for defeat.
这个就是失败的第一步。
Someone said that the greatest problem of believers is that they underestimate the power of sin.
有人说过，基督徒最大的毛病就是他们低估了罪恶的势力。
They often try to explain it this way.
他们经常自己这样解释的。
They say, I know what the Bible said about this sin, but it is different in my situation.
我知道啊，圣经嗰度讲罪系点讲啊，但系我啲罪一定唔同噶。
But my listening friend, nothing can be an excuse for carelessness with sin.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，对罪掉以轻心、疏忽大意系冇借口可以推脱噶。
And that is why the Bible said you must fulfill your salvation with fear and trembling.
所以圣经话俾我哋听，我哋要将恐惧同埋战惊成为我哋得救嘅其中一个嘅功夫啊。
Let me give you some examples of how we rationalize disobedience.
嗱，让我举几个例子讲明啊。通常我哋点样为自己嘅叛逆揾借口啊
？God said that your integrity, ethics, and behavior are your testimony to a sinful world.
上帝话你嘅品格、你嘅操守、你嘅行为，都系你喺呢个罪恶嘅世界里头所作嘅见证。
But we explain away our unethical behavior by saying, "Well, it's part of doing business these days."
咁冇，但系我哋梗系揾啲借口嚟开脱我哋嘅责任，为我哋不道德嘅行为咁样解释噶啦。话，哎呀，呢个时候做生意系咁噶啦。
In the book of Joshua, we read that Achan heard God's command.
喺约书亚记嘅记载，我哋知道呢有一个人叫做亚干啊，佢根本知道上帝嘅命令系点嘅。
And the command said that you must not take any of the spoils, for they belong to the Lord.
上帝嘅命令系你唔可以攞嗰啲污秽同埋当毁灭嘅事物啊，因为嗰啲系属于上帝嘅。
But then, when nobody else was looking, Achan coveted the gold and the silver and the clothing that he saw.
但系亚干趁住冇人注意到嘅时候，佢系见钱啊，眼开见到啲金咧，佢就贪心；见到啲银又贪心，见到啲名贵嘅衫又贪心。
So he stole them and hid them away.
于是就偷咗嗰啲嘢，并且将佢哋收埋。
And he thought that he could get away with it.
佢以为冇人会发现啊。
My listening friend, here's the problem.
嗱，各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，问题喺边度呢？
Sometimes when we disobey the word of God and God does not immediately react to our disobedience, we mistakenly think that we got away with it.
有啲时候我哋违背咗上帝嘅说话，上帝冇即刻处理我哋嘅叛逆，我哋就误以为自己侥幸脱身啦。
Achan probably out of fear said, "Oh, I need to provide for my family."
亚干惊啦，可能佢推托话：哎呀，我要养家噶嘛。
I need to store up some provisions for the future and take care of myself.
咁我要储定啲棺材本噶嘛？人不为己，天诛地灭啦。
Remember from the last message when I said, when fear is up, faith is down.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你记唔记得上一次我讲过啲乜嘢？当你恐惧升高嘅时候，你嘅信心就降低啦。
Here, Achan had forgotten God's past provision of manna in the wilderness.
喺呢度，亚干唔记得咗上帝喺旷野里头点样信实地去供应佢哋玛拿为佢哋嘅食物。
Achan had forgotten God's crossing them over the river of impossibility。
亚干唔记得咗上帝点样带领佢哋渡过嗰条差唔多唔可以经过嘅约旦河。
Achan had forgotten the supernatural collapse of the mighty walls of Jericho。
阿干唔记得咗上帝超自然嘅大能系点样让到耶利哥坚固嘅城墙完全倒塌。
Achan seemed to be saying, "Yes, God did this in the past, but will He do it in the future?"
阿干好似讲紧话，系上帝以前做过啲咁样嘅嘢，但系之后仲会做咩
？Oh, my listening friend, this deadly type of thinking will always lead you to the second stage of defeat.
亲爱的听众朋友，这种致命的思想就是要将你带到去失败的第二个阶段。
And that is calamity.
就是要面对大祸临头。
Achan's unfaithfulness did not only bring disaster to himself, but to the whole community.
亚干的叛逆不单止让到自己遭殃，更加祸及他们全个族。
Consider the person who is not spending time with God.
你想想一个不用时间亲近上帝的人。
Or the person who is keeping his or her mouth from testifying to the work of God in their life.
或者一个不愿意开口为上帝在他身上的奇妙作为出来做见证的人。
They can continue like this for a short time.
他们可以在短时间里头保持这样的状态。
But then the consequences of their carelessness leads to calamity.
但是迟早他们的疏懒会导致灾祸临头。
When God gave his people victory by taking them across the river Jordan,
当上帝带领他们的百姓渡过约旦河的时候，上帝就会赐给他们胜利。
When God gave them the victory when the walls of Jericho collapsed,
当 耶利哥的城墙崩溃倒塌的时候，上帝赐给他们胜利。
God wanted them to go from one point of glory into another.
上帝要他们荣上加荣啊。
From one level of experience with God to a greater level of experience with God.
从经历上帝的一个层次爬上去一个更加伟大的层次。
And my listening friend, that's what God wants for you.
亲爱的听众朋友，上帝都想你这样。
As you develop intimacy with God, He uses you to touch someone's life.
当你越亲近上帝的时候，上帝就更加能够用你去影响其他人的生命。
And then another, and then another, and then another.
一个又一个，一个又一个，让生命影响生命。
Then to claim all of your environment for Christ.
跟住你就为耶稣基督赢得你的社区，赢得你的城市。
But then when you allow the cares and the material possessions of this world blind you,
但是当你容让这个世界的物质去蒙蔽了你的时候，
you keep going until you find yourself in the face of full-blown calamity.
你就继续沉沦，直到你发现自己大祸临头。
Satan knows that.
撒旦知道的。
If he can get you to become careless,You will not only bring calamity on yourself, but your testimony will be tarnished.
如果他能够引诱你，让到你渐渐松懈疏懒落嚟嘅话，你就唔单止为自己惹祸，你嘅见证亦都要蒙上污点。
Your witness will cease.
你唔再能够为上帝作见证。
Your passion will cool off.
你自己嘅热心会冷淡。
Your love for others will die down.
你对人的爱亦都会渐渐熄灭。
If Satan succeeds in getting you to become careless with sin,
如果撒旦能够让到你对罪恶掉以轻心的话，
He knows that not only will you become impacted, but the whole community around you will suffer.
他知道不单止你会受到冲击，你身边的人群都要一起遭殃。
And that is why it is vitally important to know about stage number three.
所以最重要的是你要明白第三个阶段了。
Stage number three is the step for restoration.
第三步呢，其实是爱来重建更新用的。
And it is how to bring that carelessness about sin and its calamitous results to a close.
就是说你要终止对罪的那种疏忽松懈和它导致的灾祸。
Stage number three is putting closure on that sin.
第三个阶段就是要结束这个罪。
The man whom we refer to as St. Augustine reveals to us in his confession that as a young man, he often prayed, Oh God, give me chastity, but not now.
圣奥古斯丁在他的忏悔录里头写过，当他后生的时候，他经常祈祷说，上帝啊，赐给我纯洁，不过不要现在。
Some of us may identify with young Augustine.
可能我们有些人和后生的时候的奥古斯丁有同感的。
You know that there is carelessness with sin in your life that is constantly causing you calamities.
你明明知道忽视了你生命里头的罪，往往是会带来灾难。
You know that carelessness with sin is keeping you from being an effective witness for Christ.
你明明知道疏忽你自己的罪，是会让到你自己无效啊，可以去为基督做见证。
You know that it is hindering you from experiencing victorious life.
你明明知道这个会拦阻你过得胜的生活。
But through it all, you say, Lord, I want to repent of that, but not now.
但是你什么都知道了，不过你仍然跟上帝说，主啊，我想悔改，不过不要现在。
Lord, I want to extract it out of my life and be fully obedient to you, but not yet.
主啊，我愿意完全信服你，求你除去我生命的罪，不过不要现在。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that in many ways there is a little bit of Achan lurking inside all of us.
其实各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我告诉你，其实我们很多方面呢都好像亚干的，他的贪婪整天都在我们心里头的。
And that is why we must constantly purge these sins out of our lives.
所以我们更加需要经常清除生活里头的这些罪。
When Achan was identified by God, he confessed.
当上帝找到亚干的时候，亚干就俯首认罪。
Achan realized that he disobeyed God's commands and betrayed his community.
亚干明白他违背了上帝的命令，亦都背叛了他的族群。
How did he do that?
究竟亚干怎样违背上帝的命令呢？
He said, I saw, I coveted, I took.
他说我看到，我贪心，我偷了。
The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
这个不就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲了。
Achan could have rationalized things like we do by saying, I have been deprived as a child.
亚干可以找借口推脱的，就好像我们经常说，唉，我有个不幸的童年嘛。
I have taken what I think I deserve.
我只不过拿了我分内应该拿的而已。
I have taken that which is due to me.
我拿了本来是我的东西而已。
Furthermore,What are these small things in comparison to all the rest?
再讲啊，我攞咗少少啫嘛，使乜小题大做、啊、
？I am entitled to some pleasures in life.
我有权享下福系嘛
？I deserve some good, even if I help myself to it.
就算啊，系我自私攞啊，我都应得噶。
My listening friends, had Achan made these excuses, his repentance would not have been sincere.
要彻底去对付罪的时候，如果亚干讲紧呢啲咁嘅推托嘅词语嘅话，佢嘅罪认罪一定唔系真诚嘅。
Sin must be confessed, purged, turned away from。
我哋知道罪系一定要彻底对付嘅，我哋要承认，要清洗，并且远离罪。
And that is why Hosea chapter 2 verse 15.Said that the valley of Achor is the door of hope.
呢个亦都系点解喺何西亚书第二章十五节嗰度话亚各谷系指望嘅门啊。
The very valley in which sin was purged.
亚各谷就系彻底清除罪嘅地方。
The valley where Achan paid the consequences of his sin.
喺亚各谷呢度，亚干就为到佢所犯嘅罪付出代价。
Becomes the door of a new hope.
咁样先至有新希望嘅门啊。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as we conclude.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，喺快要结束嘅时候，请你留心听。
The very place where you confess and purge sin out of your life.
你喺乜嘢地方承认你嘅罪，并求上帝去洁净你嘅时候
，is the beginning of a new beginning in your life.
嗰度就系你开始新生命嘅地方。
It is the beginning of new hope and a new faithfulness in your life.
在那里就是你要开始新希望，重新立志对上帝尽忠的地方。
It is the beginning of a new ministry and a new testimony in your life.
那里就是你要开始新的服事，展开你的新的生命见证的地方。
You can be no more careless with sin than being careless with cancer.
如果你面对癌症的时候，你觉得不可以掉以轻心的话，我希望你对你自己的罪都不要掉以轻心。
My listening friends, I tell you from first-hand experience that disobedience is like a cancer growing inside of you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想为你提供一个亲身的经验。其实违抗上帝就好像癌症细胞一样，会在我们生命里头生长蔓延。
You may dismiss its symptoms and ignore its impending consequences, but the truth is, there's only one way to deal with it.
你可能唔理佢所有嘅症状，亦都唔留意佢可能产生嘅后果，但系事实上面只有一个办法能够对付佢。
And that is purging it.
就系彻底咁样清除佢。
And then watch the victory that God will give you immediately after purging it out of your life.
一旦你将罪彻底从你生命里头清除的时候，你就会即刻见到上帝给你的胜利。
The city of A was defeated by God's people, but only after sin was purged.
上帝嘅百姓终于打败咗艾城啊！喺乜嘢时候？就系清除咗罪之后。
My listening friend, do not wait until it's too late.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，希望你唔好拖延，免得为时已晚啊！
Purge your sin today by the power of God.
今日就希望你靠住上帝嘅大能洁净你嘅罪污啊！
Only you know what your sin is.
因为只有你自己先知道自己嘅罪系乜嘢。
Is it pride?
究竟你嘅罪系咪骄傲呢？
Is it bitterness?
究竟你嘅罪系咪苦毒呢？
Is it unfaithfulness in your stewardship?
究竟喺你嘅罪里头系咪你作为保管嘅人管家嘅时候你唔忠心呢？
Whatever your sin is, confess it and repent to God today in prayer.
无论你犯咗乜嘢罪都好，希望你今日都向上帝作出认罪悔改嘅祷告。
Then write to us and tell us.
跟住你写信俾我哋，话俾我哋听，我哋嘅地址系香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙九条龙大友街，大小嘅大，有冇嘅有，大友街一号十楼，俾我万峰千千万万嘅万，攀越高峰嘅峰，或者俾麦克牧师迈向前方，克服己身，或者你可以发一个电邮俾我哋，咁个地址你可以上到去我哋良友电台嘅网站www.liangyou.net 入面咧揾到天路导向粤语嘅时候，你可以留言版或者去发电邮俾我哋，让到我哋知道你嘅境况。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
希望上帝真系带领你，让到你唔好成为亚干，唔好成为亚干咁样去见利就忘义，见到眼前有啲金有啲银之后，就忘记咗上帝喺你生命里头嗰个伟大嘅工作。唔好好似亚干咁样，你系犯罪去让到上帝嘅工作受到影响。各位听众朋友，如果你而家犯咗罪嘅话，希望你快啲向上帝忏悔，以让到自己唔好再度面对嗰个咁庞大嘅灾祸，并且让到自己嘅罪影响自己，影响你身边嘅群体，让到同你同行嘅一群人都系因为你嘅罪受到影响。各位听众朋友，希望你继续留意我哋嘅天路导向，我哋继续会分享嘅就是上帝你究竟想我做啲乜嘢呢一个系列信息。今日我哋系第六讲，我哋仍然有六讲，希望你继续紧密留意我哋嘅天路导向嘅节目。喺度希望上帝赐福俾你，让到你今日唔好成为亚干，并且得着记住嗰三点，就是疏忽大意，跟住就会灾难临头，你最尾你就会失败，你要结束咗佢，并且走出嗰条嘅道路，要更新自己，踏出嗰一步，认去你嘅罪，走出新嘅道路。耶和华虽然系忌邪嘅神，佢虽然系厌恶罪恶，但系佢亦都系有恩典、有怜悯嘅上帝。佢系愿意去包容你，愿意俾你机会去悔改，愿意俾你行出嗰新嘅一步。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次节目我们再会。